You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour podcast. Dom is our sort of analyst, second presenter, co-presenter. I am Alex Mearns, the other presenter, and you are the lovely listener. Dom, say if one of these listeners hasn't listened before, this is exciting for them, isn't it?
They get to hear our lovely dulcet tones for the
this
first time.
This is free content. Where in the world do you get free content unless you nick your licence fee from the BBC and stream films online and stream Premier League games, which you probably all do anyway. But this is the Football Hour. As I said, I'm Alex Merge. Thank you. And this podcast is all about the worst players in the Premier League. In part one, we did the worst players from each club from Bournemouth to Man City. In part two, we're going to be talking about the worst players from Manchester United all the way down to West Ham United. So let's start Old Trafford. Let's start with Mourinho's men. Who's the worst player in the United squad, Dom Betts?
Marcus Rojo.
He's also got some rubbish tattoos as well. But to go along with his rubbish tattoos, he's got a rubbish footballing ability. How bad is it?
Just awful. I mean, I watched a bit of him in the Portuguese league and he was okay. He was good-ish, but it's the Portuguese league. I mean, a lot of players, obviously, who leave there are quite good, but as soon as he moved to United, he just makes rash challenges and he's not good at football.
You've got to ask with Marcos Rojo, when did he come in? After Argentina won the World Cup. Came second in the World Cup. 2014. Where have Manchester United been since 2014? They've made the top four once, won one FA Cup, and they're still in sixth. It depends when this podcast goes out. But they've spent most of the season in sixth under Van Gaal. They spent most of their time outside the top four. Rojo is an awful player. But Dom, someone who I have always hated, I don't care if he's ever been rated by any of you listeners or by you, Dom, Chris Smalling is not a very good player. Chris Smalling is the worst player in the Manchester United squad to have played over 10 games this year. Simple. He doesn't understand the art of defending. If it says in the dictionary what not to do when defending, it would be grab hold of someone's shirt. What does Chris Smalling like to do? He likes to swap shirts during matches, Dom. Chris, I'm talking to you here, Chris. Chris Smalling, you're right. Are you enjoying the podcast? You're probably not. Chris Smalling, if you're listening, you take the opposition's shirt at the end of the game. You don't take the opposition's shirt on a corner when you're trying to mark a striker. Dom, when do you do it?
After the game.
You've probably been red carded for a rash challenge or pulling someone's shirt. So you'd have to go into their dressing room. You couldn't swap it on the pitch because you're not allowed back on the pitch, Chris, because you're rubbish. Everyone talks about Phil Jones's face. You know, when Phil Jones is, he's doing that face where he looks like, Chris Smalling's got a worse face. If you went into an office, like offices, you need like a really calm environment, happy place to work. If you took a picture of Chris Smalling's face when he's at work and stuck it up on a wall, you'd be like, don't look like this at work, because it just looks like a man who's stressed. Rojo, that you picked as the worst player, he walks around looking like he's really good at football. Chris Smalling's not very good at football, and he just looks like he's not very good at football.
What I love about Chris Smalling is...
Love.
What I love about him is we got £15 million for him.
Who, Fulham?
Yeah, how?
You're lucky.
All he did was score an own goal at Chelsea away. I'm pretty sure that's all he did. I think United bought him in like the January transfer window and let him have him to us have him to the end of the season, but £15 million for him, and that was in the market of what, like, I don't know, 2010?
He should never play for England ever again. If we're still thinking, as Chris Smalling is one of our best centre-backs, we've got deeper, darker problems than we thought in England. Right, let's move on to Borough. That's enough of Manchester United. Middlesbrough, Dom, they've had a reasonable season. They defended very well. For someone in their attack?
He's an attacking-minded player, I guess you could say. Gaston Ramirez.
Oh, interesting. So you think he's Borough's worst player that has underperformed this season?
I think he's more underperformed than, obviously, because he's got ability. He just doesn't show enough. Like, there was that wonder goal we scored earlier in the season, and I was like, show that more, please.
Show me the money.
Like, I don't understand. He should be their best player, maybe apart from Negredo, possibly, but he's not. He should be running their attacking midfield. He should be scoring goals, assisting goals, like Sigurdsson does.
Yeah,
but he clearly,
that's a good point.
He just doesn't. And why doesn't he?
Well, I haven't got the answers, Dom. I'm not Artur Karanka. If I was, I'd probably say, have you noticed in interviews? So I tour, how do you think the game went today? Sorry, is there a bee? Is there a bee in the room?
Bzz.
He doesn't answer questions for at least 5 seconds where he goes, yeah, we deserve the draw. Anyway, so I think a player which Artur Karanka keeps picking, it should be not nowhere near the squad. He's sort of a semi-alright footballer, but I don't think he deserves to start. And probably, in my eyes, maybe the worst player from Borough's starting 11, Adam Clayton. What's he giving defence? Not a lot. What's he giving attack? Not a lot. What's he give with his passing ability? Not a lot. Is he good in the air? No, he's not. Can he shoot? Not really. They've got a captain, a leader, on the bench who's played 5 appearances in the Premier League this year. Who am I talking about?
Grant Leadbitter.
Grant Leadbitter.
He's one of our favourite players as well.
And I really like Leadbitter. And every time he's played in the Cups, he's really performed. I'm bitter about Grant Leadbitter not being in the Borough side. If Borough are struggling to score, I feel like he's got part of the key to unlock defences. That's all I'm saying. Adam Clayton, you don't hold the key, mate. You don't hold the key. And I'm really bitter he left Leeds as well. Moving on.
That might be why. I mean,
That's probably why.
Probably no influence on it at all. That's what I mean.
Also, Grant Leadbitter, I know, like, I'm doing a lot of these podcast announcements directly to the footballer I'm on about. If you just want to come to Leeds at the end of the season, if you're not feeling like you're getting enough game time at Borough, Leeds will appreciate you. Come to Leeds. Come to Leeds. Okay, moving on to Southampton and the Saints. Their best player for me was Van Dijk. Van Dijk's injured at the moment, so they've had to bring in a player who I think is their worst player. Yoshida. Who have you gone for?
Cedric, the right back.
Cedric. It's not a footballer's name, is
Cedric
it?
Cedric Suarez, I think his name. Or Soares.
Oh, that's... No, Soares. It's Soares.
It's not... I don't know, because...
Is it Suarez?
He's foreign, so... He's... It's probably like S. It's what you spell Sojares, or like
it's hot to touch.
Well, oh, no,
so hot.
He's Portuguese. I can't imagine his name is Soares.
Let's find out. Google it, because if I've got this wrong,
Cedric.
What's his name?
Soares. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Soares. Like, I thought it was Soares.
I'm surely it's...
pronunciation.
Surely he's. It's not just Soares. He's not like from a lad just from like Huddersfield or.
Hey, 2 hours ago, the Telegraph did an article saying Southampton Cedric Soares or Suarez is a shock name for Barcelona. Dom's just announced him as Southampton's worst player.
It's probably just because there's key moments with him in the season for me that stick out.
Okay.
He's probably not actually that bad.
Yeah.
But I think there's been times where he could have just squared it for an attacker and he just hasn't. He's had a shot.
Do you think the attacker pronounced his name wrong? And he's just like, who's Suarez? Who's Suarez? Or maybe you've got it right. I really want to find out. Okay, keep talking.
Well,
why do you hate Suarez?
Because, first of all, I just don't like his name.
Oh, there's a YouTube video on how to pronounce
Cedric Suarez.
Cedric Suarez.
Suarez.
Are you right?
Come on, get in
Cedric
there.
Cedric Suarez.
Cedric Suarez. Cedric Suarez. Told you.
That is so funny.
Cedric Suarez is our favourite. Clearly.
Cedric Suarez.
I think that's now your new favourite
Cedric
video.
Cedric Suarez.
Could that sound any creepier?
It is odd. It is
that
very,
is so
very...
creepy.
But yeah.
Cedric Suarez.
Can you stop playing this?
Yeah, I'm going to stop playing that.
There's a lot of times I see him.
Yeah.
And he gets...
Who? Suarez?
Yeah, Soares, sorry. Yeah, but Cedric Suarez gets on the ball. And
Cedric
they, I think,
Suarez. Fight. I'm coming to kill you. Cedric Suarez. The new Ring film starring Cedric Suarez.
Because we've got, so Jay Rodriguez will be in the box and he just shoots it wide for no reason whatsoever.
Are you still talking about?
And it really annoys me.
Right, you...
Cedric Suarez.
I'm going to kill you. My name Cedric Suarez. We've got to move on because that is so funny.
Now he's doing Barcelona. I'm probably completely wrong. I haven't probably watched the 90 minutes of him playing. That's probably quite a good player. But...
What a player. I love Suarez. Yeah. Honestly.
Cedric Suarez.
Cedric Suarez is the best player in the Premier League since Luis Suarez. Right, let's move on. That was really funny. What's next? What team's next?
We do have Stoke.
Stoke, yeah. Right, worst player at Stoke. Oh, it's another one where all Stoke fans are going to hate me for this. Exactly the same reasons why I picked Chris Smalling. Ryan Shawcross was an incredible defender. for Stoke when they arrived in the Premier League. And he was for, I'd say maybe up until about two seasons ago. I think he's losing it now, Dom, on the field. A leadership ability, yes. The Premier League brought in new rules where you couldn't grab hold of people's shirts at corners and stuff like that. And this season, it's sort of proved that Shawcross and Smalling, they've been much worse because Shawcross gives away a lot of penalties for grabbing hold of players' shirts. You're obviously looking at me like, what are you on about? You still rate Shawcross, yeah?
I don't rate him. I just don't think he's their worst player.
Okay.
Mbula.
Mbula. Shout, lad. Big money signing.
What is he, their record transfer fee record for a player? Last January, I believe, and what has he done? He doesn't even get into their team.
That's a good shout, because I was excited about seeing him come to the Premier League. I thought, looks like he's got all the attributes to be a top player.
They bought him from, what, Marseille?
Yeah.
And you thought, okay, he'd be a great box-to-box, great strong midfielder, but he's just been dreadful. He hasn't provided anything whatsoever to that Stoke team.
And that's Porto, the signing from Porto.
Oh, Porto. He was at Marseille before, then he went to Porto for a year, and then he went to Stoke.
That's what happens. These Premier League sides have so much money, they just waste huge fees on players that we don't know if they're going to perform in the Premier League. It's amazing that a side like Stoke can spend, was it 16 million?
It was a very, very high fee.
£18.3 million. 5.5 year contract, and after 6 months they've gone, you're not good enough. Not good enough.
I think obviously most of the players we're mentioning just aren't good enough.
Okay. No, that Stoke are doing all right this season. They're in good position.
They're doing well, but I thought they'd be doing better than they are. I thought they'd be where like West Brom are.
Okay.
If you look at the players they've got compared to West Brom.
I'm with you, Dom. If they're making signings like that, big money signings, they're not performing, that's probably pulling Mark Hughes' hair out. So I went Shawcross, Dom went Mbula. We're moving on to Sunderland.
Yeah, we could pick many, many players.
Oh, God, everyone apart from Defoe?
Probably, but it's a bit like Leicester, isn't it?
It's a bit like Leicester. Who, in your eyes, you watch a lot of football, you've seen a lot of rubbish football played by Sunderland. Who is the worst player out of that bunch of likely lads?
I'm going to go with Adnan Januzaj.
Seriously?
What has he done?
What has he done?
Apart from scoring against Sunderland for Man United, has he done anything at the Stadium of Light? No, he's dreadful. For the hype that is, well, there's not even any hype around him because he went to Dortmund last year and he was just awful. He's not exactly quick.
No.
I wouldn't say he's that good technically. What is the point in him?
No point, Dom.
Because like, who have you gone for then?
I just laugh when I see this guy, when I hear this guy's name, when Sunderland put out a team sheet. If I see, and at right back will be Billy Jones. Look, you even laughed when I said it. Billy Jones.
I mean, your old flatmate Ryan used to love him.
Is there one Sunderland fan out there, tweeters at the footballer, who like Billy Jones, who rate Billy Jones as a footballer? Even the name Billy Jones.
Yeah, this shouldn't be a name.
It's just such a basic name. Unless the listeners call
Billy
Jones.
Just pick two names out of the hat, Bill Jones, yeah, that'll do.
That'll do. The guy's gormless, like, facially. Football ability, he's gormless. Yeah, he shouldn't be anywhere near a Premier League side. Once again, another player robbing a living. Give me his money. I will take Billy Jones's money and I will become, in 12 months, a better footballer than Billy Jones. I reckon that's a fair test. Give me Billy Jones's money. Yeah, David Moyes, I'm talking to you.
Moyes.
Give it Mernsey.
To the end of the season.
Give it Mernsey to the end of the season, and I will be a better player for your football club than Billy Jones. Fair enough. Get in contact at the football or tweet me directly at AlexMearns7. Moving on to Swansea. The Swans, the team from Wales. They sort of got rid of a lot of their bad players in January, Dom. But the squad's not brilliant. Spent a lot of money on, who's the Spanish striker they brought in?
Borja Bastón.
Is he the guy you've gone for as Swansea's worst player?
I don't think you can argue for anyone else.
No.
Because he was really good in Spain last year.
Yeah. Espanyol?
Espanyol. Was he on loan from Atletico Madrid, I think, I want to say? No. Or am I thinking of another player? All I know is he was really good in Spain last year. And I know Llorente was obviously their main signing.
But he was meant to play up front with him and sort of the little man, the poacher for Llorente's knockdowns. And
correct. He was from Atletico Madrid. Not Espanyol, it was Eibar last season.
Eibar.
I know he's not young. He's only 24. But I mean, you'd expect him, £15 million. Their record signing, and Llorente is their only forward really performing at the moment, which you'd expect because he's a European level striker. But you'd expect Bastogne to be getting, what, like at least 10 goals this season
for
15 million. You'd expect that minimum.
Really underwhelming. Should we have a rant about Premier League teams are getting more money, correct, from TV deals than they ever have done in the past? Would you say, collectively, you watch European football, has the level of player ability that most players have, has it gone up in the last 10 years?
Not really.
What we're doing is, in our heads, we see, oh my God, £15 million player, must be good. The poor lad, it's not probably his fault that the club has paid an extortionate amount of money, for he's probably going, well, as soon as that transfer happened, he's probably gone, I'm not worth that money.
Well, probably because being a Spanish team they bought him from Atleti, he probably has a buyout clause.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, he did all right last season. He's got a £15 million buyout clause. That should be a decent amount to pay for him. Well, clearly not, because he's awful. I say he's awful. He did perform, I guess, for Espanyol Eibar last season.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of players who just aren't Premier League players. They're brilliant players for La Liga or the Bundesliga or Liga or Serie A or the Portuguese League, whatever.
Then they just don't fit British systems and British styles of play.
Again, the UKIP manifesto coming right out.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm on about.
No, we know that. It's a joke.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
British players for British clubs for British people. Yeah. Vote out. Wee.
Okay, move on. I'm not talking about that. Right, Tottenham Hotspur. They brought in £20 million player in the summer. Janssen. He's making me laugh. I think he makes Tottenham players laugh when he comes on the field. They're just something like, I'm not passing to him. Dele Alli passes Janssen the ball. He just goes, well, you're not scoring it. I don't want to pass you the ball. And you have that with a lot of players where they're like, well, I don't trust you. So the players hate him. The manager hates him. The media hates him. Does the Football Hour hate him?
I wouldn't say we hate him, because we just don't like him, I think. We just take a small dislike to Vincent Janssen.
Yeah. Fair enough, we move on from Spurs.
But nothing,
Janssen,
what annoys me most with Vincent Janssen is, it's clearly proven if you sign the Eredivisie top goalscorer, they're going to be rubbish.
Yeah, unless they're Suarez.
Unless they're Suarez. Alfonso Alves at Middlesbrough. Dreadful. Bastos, when he got the big move from Heerenveen to, I think it was Wolfsburg, maybe. Dreadful.
I don't watch that league.
I mean, he's good at scoring penalties, but...
He's good at scoring penalties. Maybe the England national team could get him in as a penalty-taking coach. Move on to Watford. If this podcast was done before January, you would have picked Igalo.
100%.
100%. It's 100%. Why did you hate Igalo, and who do you hate now?
Well, I hated him because of how good I know he is. That's what annoys me with players. When you know they're good.
Yeah.
And then you watch them play, you're like, well, what are you doing?
But the player you're going to pick, the worst player at Watford at the moment, is not someone you think's good.
No, he's always been dreadful, and that's Daryl Yanmat.
Daryl Yanmat.
Might as well call him Doormat, not Yanmat.
Oh! He gets walked all over by opposing wingers like a doormat. Do you like that one?
I do like that one.
Really like
we
that
work
one.
Together on that. I mentioned
yeah,
doormat.
That. You feed it, I'll put it in the back of the net, son. Love it! Right, Daryl Yanmat. Yeah, he got Newcastle relegated. Well, he didn't get them relegated,
yeah, he did.
But he was a big money signing for Newcastle. Everyone was like, yeah, this guy, good in attack and everything. All these fullbacks, learn to defend. Come on, learn to defend. I went for Barami for no other reason than the same as Adam Clayton.
He sounds like salami.
No, because what does he add?
Nothing.
What? Seriously, Barami, what do you add to a team?
I don't understand how he's played for like a top team like Lazio. Or Napoli, sorry.
Yeah.
It was Napoli, sorry. Like, how have you played for such a team of like that caliber in Europe? You're dreadful.
I was just thinking, because we're moving on to West Brom now, and we would have had to have gone for Berahino if he ever got on the football
but
field.
But he didn't even make ten games, so...
apparently smoked too much weed.
It was some sort of drugs, anyway.
Yeah, he had some sort of drugs. Right, West Bromwich Albion, worst football player.
Quite easy, this.
If we're going on goalkeepers, but he hasn't played 10 appearances.
Well, Boaz, big
Boaz. Boaz Myhill. Love that guy. Who's the worst West Brom player?
Hal Robson-Kanu.
Really?
You
but
could
he
do
did
not
the
do
turn.
He only was able to do that turn because he's so bad. Because if he was any good, the Belgian defenders would have closed him down. But they didn't, because he's dreadful. And
so
just
let's
horrific.
Remind the listeners what we're talking about. Hal Robson-Kanu did the greatest Zinedine Zidane impression in the Euros in the summer. when they were in the quarterfinals of the Euros. Hal Robson was playing up front for Wales, and he destroyed Vertonghen and Alderweireld. Was that the defensive partnership?
Probably.
Well, he sent them back to Belgium, basically. It was the greatest turn I've ever seen. But you're right, the defenders sort of backed off because they were like, oh, it's Hal Robson Cano who's just going to lay it off. He did score it. I remember this season when he played in the
FA
Cup.
I'll give Hal Robson Cano one good thing. He does have a good chance. One start, 19 sub-ins, one goal. Just no. Just, he's so bad. How, he got released by Reading. How have you got to move to a Premier League team?
Yeah, well, because he did that turn, lad. Right, on to the next one, Oh, last ever side. We have reached the 20th Premier League club. We are about to announce who is the West Ham United worst player. If we were talking about the worst snake, it would be Dimitri Payet. Who is the worst player in the West Ham United squad?
Havard Nordveit.
Oh. Yeah, they've brought him in the summer. Two performances at the same stadium, London Stadium, against Manchester City in the space of 2 weeks. I think he cost West Ham about 6 of the 10 goals. Really poor player.
Well, he was an Arsenal youth product.
Yeah.
And then so he got released. I think they brought him from, I want to say, Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Mm.
But I'm not entirely sure. But he's just awful. I think we'll leave it as that. I'm trying not to swear, just for you. Yeah, he's just dreadful. I don't know, understand why he's a footballer.
Can't say James Collins. The guy's a legend.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't go with Sam Byram.
Sam Byram
is the greatest right back of all time.
Yeah,
according to you.
If he played over 10 games, he would have been West Ham's best player.
To be fair, if Ivar Arbeloa played 10 games, I probably would have picked him.
Yeah, he's not the...
How has Arbeloa played for Real Madrid? I don't understand this.
Two-time Champions League winner.
How has Julian Faubert played for Real Madrid? I asked this as well.
And he played for West Ham.
Yep. Real Madrid-West Ham links, we love it.
So that is part two of the worst players from Manchester United to West Ham. If you don't agree with us, as I said at the start of the podcast, you're probably going to go, wow, he's actually quite good. Ryan Shawcross, he's a great captain for Stoke. It's just, I don't know. It's part... who we think has been the worst player this season. It's partly down to some of these players we think should do more for their clubs and they just haven't been. Price is a big sort of weighing option. Like, he cost what? He cost that much? Give me the money. We'll take the money. Do you want to give your PayPal account and these clubs can just send you the money, Dom?
I prefer bank transfer.
Oh, but bank transfer.
If you DM me, I'll send you a deal.
Yeah, DM him on Twitter. Okay, that was Dom Betts. You've been the lovely listener. I've been Alex Mearns, and this has been the Football Hour podcast. We love recording these podcasts for you. We hope you enjoy it as well. Thank you. This is free content for your ears. Enjoy.